I've had a conventional blog for many years, which is modestly successful, but only a tiny presence in the vast wilderness of the blogosphere. When the first COVID lockdown struck, I wondered what a lockdowned academic could do that might conceivably be useful to other people similarly constrained, and I hit on the idea of offering the blog as a daily email. I did it purely as an experiment and didn't know what to expect. What happened was a series of nice surprises. First of all, lots of people signed up for it. Then I discovered that many of them read it every morning. And often they wrote to me about something in the daily edition that had touched, amused, or occasionally annoyed them. And I belatedly realised that there was something about daily regularity in a pandemic that people valued. For the first 100 days, each daily edition had an audio diary of my reflections on what was happening to me and the world at the time. And what I discovered from that was that audio reaches parts of the human psyche that other media can't. As the wife of one subscriber remarked on hearing the diary on her husband's laptop at breakfast one morning, "Oh, I see," she said. "It's like thought for the day, but without the God stuff." Which, on reflection, was not a bad summary. I stopped the audio diary after 100 days because it was proving exhausting to do. The other thing that was going on in my life at the time was that I was busy setting up a new research centre on technology and democracy in Cambridge, and everything had to be done virtually, which meant slowly. But afterwards, I published the transcripts of the audio diary as a Kindle book. Its title is 100 Not Out, a Lockdown Diary, and it can still be found on Amazon. And in the unlikely event that anyone is interested in the audio episodes, they can still be found on the relevant months, March to June 2020, on memex.nortons.org. But the really gratifying discovery from all this was the realisation of how engaged my readers were with the blog. I've had some really wonderful correspondence as a result. And looking back on those messages, three things in particular stand out. First, there's clearly something attractive about a daily edition which pops into your inbox every weekday morning. Readers seem to really like that predictability. Second, it seems to help that the daily edition has a regular structure. It has a quotation, often wacky, a musical link, deliberately labelled as a refuge from the morning's radio news, for the simple reason that during the pandemic I became increasingly alienated from mainstream media's coverage of it. And a suggested longer read, culled for my own omnivorous and sometimes crackpot interests, plus other bits and pieces which have caught my attention that day. In a strange way, the blog is an accurate reflection of its author. Isaiah Berlin famously grouped thinkers into two broad categories, hedgehogs, who know one big thing, and foxes, who know many little things. On that spectrum, I'm definitely a fox. Perhaps because I'm not clever enough to be a hedgehog, that is, a really erudite scholar. I can say that because I'm fortunate to know and work with some proper, distinguished scholars. And thirdly, another thing that makes the blog an accurate reflection of its author is that I've never really accepted C.P. Snow's idea of the chasm between the, quote, two cultures, unquote. After all, I'm an engineer who's fascinated by technology and its implications for society. But I'm also fascinated by history, by literature, by philosophy, by sociology, politics. And that epistemic imperialism shows in the blog. Anyway, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. In the meantime, all I really wanted to say was thank you for reading and Happy New Year.